4DOS. Hey, Larry, you still in there?
Hey, kid, I'm still here, but I'm in a really bad location. I hope you can hear me, KC4SKD.
Hear you. It does sound a little scratchy tonight, doesn't it?
I learned there's certain spots. Don't even try to talk on the repeater. There's a spot on 85. But anyway, I'm, you know, just, I know not to call when I'm in those areas.
Exactly where you're talking about out there on 85, unfortunately. I used to run that road twice a day for a lot of years and hadn't done that too much lately. I try to stay off the interstate if I can.
I decided to try it today. I went to Toyota and ordered some parts, and there was no wrecks, but it was just really slow.
And that, well, I'm hope you got all your parts that you needed ordered, and hope they'll be in here in no time.
The truck, I got to take the fuel rail apart to get it back on right, and I ordered a heater hose for it, and I got to decide if I want to buy the parts from Toyota or aftermarket for the upper and lower radiator hoses. There, Toyota's about four times as expensive.
And that, well, normally the dealer's a little bit higher on most parts than the aftermarket places, but, you know, a lot of times those parts work just, you know, the aftermarket work just as good as the original, but I understand what you're saying. I try to stick with what's supposed to be on there.
I'm going to have to think about that. One thing's for sure, the ones on the truck's been on there since 02, and they're still working, but I've learned water hoses and stuff, sometimes once you touch them, you mess them, you know, you mess them up, and they don't want to seal back good if you try to put them back on. I've had that problem happen about times.
Same problem, and it doesn't seem like they want to seal up properly, and you don't want to tighten up too much. A lot of these radiators nowadays are plastic, you know, and you don't want to tighten up on that plastic nipple there too much where you slide the hose over it because you don't want to crack it. So, yeah, I understand completely.
You know, I gotta do some thinking about that. Napa wanted $19 for one of the hoses, and for the same hose, Toyota wants $45 for it. So I'm scratching my head on that one, thinking, what I do?
Well, I don't blame you. That's the way it is. But if they've been on there that long, it wouldn't hurt to replace them since you're working on the engine anyway. Go ahead and repair, you know, replace them now, and then hopefully you won't have any trouble for the next 8 or 10, 12 years.
I got two plain injectors. I got them off in that special tool. I can clean them one at a time, and that worked out pretty good with the RAV. But anyway, I don't want to dominate the whole conversation. I got to stop here in a little bit, but I did want to ask you how your building's going.
You asked about that. I called about it today and talked to the lady that's in charge of the scheduling, and they have me on the slotted to be the last week of this month. And if everything goes well, it'll be here then. But you know, with all the wet weather we've got coming in, it may be a little bit longer than that. But hopefully everything will work out, and I'll get it here within the next couple of weeks.
I know you've done a lot of work, done a lot of weight for this, so maybe they can get it done here before too long. I know you'll be glad to get that done.
The reason I want to get it all done is I want to be able to get to my tools and stuff that I've got in two buildings, and I got them so packed full I can't hardly get anything out of it. The other reason is I've got both of my trailers tied up, and I can't use either one of them, and I've been trailers over to his house, and of course I had to tell him I couldn't do it because it was tied up. Yeah, it's got my stuff in it, and I said I didn't want to have to unload it and then put it back on there, and everything's covered up with tarps and all that. So hopefully it'll work out in the next little bit.
Maybe they can get this taken care of. And I gotta watch what I'm doing. I'm in a parking lot here with little children. I know, Gary, that's something that's aggravating to have to wait on there to get something like that done.
But it'll be worth it in the long run. I don't have any doubt about that. So we'll get it all done in one of these days here soon, and I'll get everything put back like it's supposed to be, and everybody will be happy. I know I will be.
Well, I guess I better sign with you. I got to go through the drive-thru here and order some food, but it's been good talking to you. Thanks for riding along with me for a few minutes.
You tell Miss Rhonda when you get home, we said hello, and hope y'all have a good evening. We'll just sit back and enjoy the weather, I guess. Do the best we can. 73 there, young man. You take care and be safe. KC4SKD, KI4DOS.
Hello. You tell Joy we said hello, but have a good evening. What's there left of it? KI4DOS, KC4SKD.
KI4DOS, mobile clear.